You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tiger Beer and WWF presents Who Arted, a weekly guide through the world of art with Amy Ralphie.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Amy.
Hey, welcome me.
Welcome you.
Yeah, welcome me. And let's welcome our guests, Jessica Pilbrick and Liza Savage from Elam School of Fine Arts. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Liza and Jessica are both completing their Bachelor of Fine Arts at Elam, currently in their very last semester, and both identify as feminist artists, and they're in to tell us today about their upcoming show, Smile Darling. So in Smile Darling, you're bringing together your thoughts on being a woman in contemporary society in New Zealand and within the larger political and social contexts. This sounds very intriguing. What are your thoughts on being a woman in contemporary society? No biggie. Just start with a biggie.
It's a bit of a biggie. I think there's some more exciting opportunities coming up for us. I think the conversations for women are opening up a lot more, so there's a lot more opportunities for us to explore what it means to be a woman.
But also I think that with those large opportunities, that as women in contemporary society we have a lot more pressures put on ourselves. So not only do we have to we have all of these available options in terms of career paths, etc., etc., but we're also expected now to become mothers and sort of do all that sort of juggling as well. So with the opportunities, it's also a lot more pressures.
Yes, leads into my next question, which is very interesting, around feminism. Feminism comes in many waves. While I've personally grown up, well, we all have, with the very basic benefits of equality, like voting and education rights, and the men I've grown up with have been educated about women's bodies and all the way everything functions, etc. The feminist battles I deal with are more deep-seated ingrained misogyny, which extends to equal rights and professional opportunities and pay. So yes, the pressures do increase, and at the same time there is also still the practice of, at the same time, let's keep the house clean, let's cook dinner, let's look great, let's keep in shape, and let's rear the children, etc., etc. You both have different life experiences. Liza, you're a mother, and Jessica, you're 22. So that's how I've differentiated you. What are your personal battles with feminism that you're hoping your works in the show will activate conversation around, and how are you visually expressing them?
I think for me, with still being 22, feminism is quite a new thing for me, so I'm still kind of figuring out what it means to me, trying to get over being scared of it and embracing it a bit more. And with my work, I've been trying to understand it through talking to women in my age bracket, so I've been doing some audio questionnaire investigations where I've set up a questionnaire and I've got women to respond to it, and my work has been in response to what they've said, so I've kind of understood feminism through what they've been saying.
That's really interesting. Liza, do you want to have a go at that question? Do you want me to re-ask it?
Yeah.
So we all have different life experiences, yours of being a mother and an artist. What are your personal battles with feminism, and how are you hoping your works that you're showing in this show will activate conversation?
Yeah, I think for me, my relationship with feminism has been sort of to and fro. So when I was younger, like maybe in like 18, in the teens, early teens, late teens, I identified as a strong feminist. And then when I went out into the workforce, and I had to, I was working in male-dominated industries, like selling digital cameras, and I experienced a lot of, well, at the time it was, and I experienced a lot of sexism as a female sales rep trying to sell digital technologies, from also not only from customers but from colleagues and bosses who are all men. Anyway, so I sort of had to adopt like a very masculine role for myself to get through those years. And then I was very lucky when I met my current partner now, who's very understanding and sort of identifies as a feminist himself as well, and then had our son, where I sort of created this nice little bubble where I almost forgot that there was a need for feminism.
Oh, yes. That's the best when you work with, when there is no, I even saying sometimes like, hello, ladies, or welcome, I was thinking on the way here, even the term ladies is kind of like, there's just, it's everything's got so much association. And when you said just before about being a male-dominated industry, I'm like, my industry's male-dominated. I'm like, actually, what industries aren't? Yeah, but I suppose that would be shop, working in a clothes shop and makeup shop.
Yeah, and that's in itself.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and that in itself. Exactly. Okay, so as well as collaborating artists, you're also good mates. So how do you think the intimacy of your relationship has changed the look and feel of this exhibition?
Yeah, I think that that's... That's a really good question, and it, like this is the first time that Jess and I have actually worked together, and it wasn't until somebody pointed out to me that we like our practices align really well and we should work together that I started thinking that way. And there's one in particular work that we've done as a collaborative, and that's a really good demonstration of how having a close relationship has enabled this work to come about, and you'll see it when you come, but I'm not going to say anything more about
spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really great having Liza as a close friend working with the same practice and ideas, because it means there's someone you can trust to talk to about these ideas and flesh out things that you're not so sure about. And yeah, I think having that safe space has been really important.
Yeah, it's really good, especially to have a conversation with someone and not be shut down, but actually have a conversation that's actually about exploring something together rather than winning any particular side.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, I've checked out some of your awesome video tests around body cutouts, which were which you've filmed yourself in four characters, visually quite drag-esque or extreme feminine kind of style, in front of a backdrop of bright and delicious classically feminine visuals like flowers, which I just love anything bright like that naturally. These works are on display in Smile Darling. Well, not these, but works around, I guess, the finessed versions. And these are made from the four audio recordings you were talking to before. Can you give us more information about what the recordings are about?
So I've set up a questionnaire for women aged 16 to 35 to answer, and the questionnaire is based around how they experience their body as a woman and how they feel about other women and how they consider their appearance and their sense of femininity. So I've been quite focused on that idea of femininity and attached to appearances. So based on what the participants have said in their audio recordings, I have responded to that visually with kind of creating costumes or exaggerating some of the features that they've talked about, and then kind of performed that. So again, exploring my body and my sense of feminism and femininity through them.
They're really engaging to look at.
Thanks.
Liza, you're a photographer and an artist. Your photographs, or what I've seen of them, have quite an ethereal quality to them. What can we expect to see from you in this exhibition, and what for you is the crossover between photography and art?
Actually, there's no photography from me in this, in this exhibition, apart from, I suppose no digital photography. So we do have components of photography, but I've been delving into alternative photography processes such as cyanotypes. So you'll see,
what's that?
A cyanotype is like it's two chemicals that you mix together, and they become photosensitive, so you can paint it on any absorbent surface. You can find them, you can actually buy them as like sun prints, you can see them around in stores, and you can do them with your kids, and you place objects and make photograms, or you can, what I've been doing is putting negatives on top here.
This is like life-changing news for me. Whereabouts do you buy these?
I don't know, because I only buy the chemicals and make them myself, but I know that they're called sun prints, so you can
write that down. I'm going to start making some stuff. I'm just looking at the time, and we need to get our wonderful news team in here shortly. So just one last thing, the show's name, Smile Darling. How does it relate to the show's visual personality?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if I've given much thought to the title. I think it's maybe a little bit sarcastic about the expectations of women having to smile.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of my work, there's this kind of exaggerated expectation of femininity. So I think the title kind of ties in with that.
And also there's a small play on, if you notice, oh, I don't know if we sent you the invite, but the logo for the show that we've designed is a pair of lips, but it's a sort of a visual play on the multiple lips that women have. So
yeah. Because
there's an exploration
nice
of women's sexuality within the show as well.
Oh, I like that. I see. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in. Smile, Darling, it will be on at Project Space B431, which is at 20 Whittaker Place. So that's down by Elam, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, and that's opening on the 5th of September from 5 to 7pm. That'll be on until the 9th of September. And if you want to check out more, do a Facebook search for Smile, Darling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini, brought to you by Tiger Beer and WWF.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.